Hey, everybody, if you're a disgusting smoker, you just really want to stop. But it's just too hard. You know, they say it's like heroin. I really encourage you to visit ufoship.com and click e-cigs in the menu. You'll have access to the finest, the world's best, highest quality e-cigs. I swear to God, they're absolutely amazing. That's ufoship.com. Click chat in the main menu, please, okay?
This is the Gabcast, a podcast about BellGab.com. Call the show now at 623-242-CAST. That's 623-242-2278. Now, shut up, sit down, and listen to the damn show.
You know, this broadcast and the previous Gabcast, that really is something of a seminal moment in the history of this show or any other podcast I've ever done. I've never had any actual advertising on any of these shows. I have to say, I feel a little bit dirtied. I am slightly impurified by that exercise, that display. Anyway, this is the Gabcast. It's a podcast about BellGab.com. If you want to be on the show tonight, the number to call is 623-242-CAST. That is 623-242-CAST if you want to be on the show. Those last four numbers are 2278. We have with a sci-fi author. Hey, buddy.
Hey, everybody.
And a new voice, The Peeve from BellGab. How's it going, buddy?
Yeah, pretty good, Mike. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I'm glad you're both here. And the reason I thought about it and I thought, well, maybe I'll just go on. The main reason we're doing the show is because Art Bell announced on BellGab that he wasn't going to use the forum anymore. And I thought, well, I can come in here and try to do this by myself, but I'm just not sure there's really enough to talk about to fill an entire broadcast by myself. I just didn't have the confidence to do it because I was afraid I would get in here and say, well, Art Bell quit BellGab, and then just stare at my mixer for 40 seconds searching for the right words. So I thought, well, it would be beneficial to have some other people in here. So if you've been reading BellGab, you saw tonight that Art Bell posted that he's done with BellGab. And sci-fi author, do you have that? I'm not really into something called show prep. You may have heard of that as a talk radio fan. It's something that hosts sometimes do. I don't know. It just never was my thing.
Yes. Yeah, I've heard of it.
Well, do you have that post that Art put up available? Because the Art Bell thread is just, it's a sea of posts, and wading through it is almost an impossibility.
I can get it real quickly. Give me a moment.
I'm sitting here spending so much time working. Okay, I got the this is working. All right, we're recording, and okay, well, the Skype's up. All right, that's going good. This, that, and the other thing, and I'm not even thinking about the fact that, oh, yeah, I should probably have that up. But I have to wonder, and sci-fi author's going to have that in a moment, but I have to wonder, what was it that was said on BellGab that just pushed him over the precipice that hasn't been said over the course of the last week? I mean, there have been some really horrible things said on the forum toward Art, toward Heather, toward everybody involved.
Well, I have to point something out, MV. He didn't just quit BellGab. He quit everything. He shut his Facebook page down.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, so I think it could have been something said on BellGab. It could have been something said on Facebook that he deleted. It could have been, he may have gone to 4chan for all I know and looked at the X threads and saw how badly they speak of him over there. But I have his post here if you want me to read it.
Let's hit it.
Okay, I have had enough. I posted the reward myself and did not consult with the sheriff. I don't see why I need to. It's my money. In Art's actual words, and mostly my problem. While the sheriff's department has responded when they called, they have been painfully slow to post all of the reports I have made. They do the best they can, I guess. At this point, after reading some of the awful things said about Heather and myself, I have had enough. I am not coming back to BellGab, and after a short time of letting that reward sink in, I will disable my Facebook account as well. There is simply no way to win with people like this, and I've had enough to stress and sorrow over this for a lifetime. Carry on, Art.
There have been so many moments in Art Bell's forays into BellGab culture where I've said, I cannot believe he doesn't just tell this forum to go to hell. There have just been so many moments where I said that to myself. I cannot believe he doesn't just tell this collection of humanity to piss off.
Well, I think he actually liked Bell Gab, I think.
I think he did, too.
I think he did, because I think, you know, when he did, when Redacted did that interview with him, I think he actually mentioned the Falky thread in it, which indicated to me that he was definitely watching it pretty heavily.
So the Peeve, hey, buddy, I'm glad you're on. And how long have you been on Bell Gab, by the way?
I would say about 6 months now.
Okay, well, the limit, the requirement is 7, so I bid you adieu.
All right, well, see you later.
Your post count's not high enough, man, and you need a certain number of doodads and stars next to your display name.
Okay. But when it comes to art, I think it just all got piled on. And all it took is someone's stupid comment to just, you know, that valve just busted, you know, and I think it was a really rough week for him, you know, and there was some comments made, I think, last night after the show, which were, of real questionable quality. And I think that was maybe one of them that he saw that made him kind of...
Is it people saying that Heather is hosting the show now because she slept with Art?
Yeah, that one. And it was somebody that, you know, just went on a rampage, and, you know, post after post after post, you know, like, I don't think they were of the right mind, and they might even have been drunk just saying that. But, yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm not trying to slip into white knight mode here, but, you know, I think that might be one of the inconveniences that come along with being a woman. Because as you advance, everyone looks at you and says, well, we know she's been spending a little time with the boss recently, so, you know, it all makes sense now. I guess that's just sort of a default reaction so many times. So
it's not going to be easy for her for being a woman. Like, they keep pestering her for a photo, you know, like, why is that so important for you to have a photo? You know, like I was in the Bateman thread. I don't think anybody ever asked him for a photo, you know, he's a voice on the radio.
I've been sending him PMs for 6 months saying, dude, just send me a photo. Just shoot it on over.
I imagine.
So what you just said was inaccurate, sir.
I bet.
Yeah. That's unfortunate for Redacted that people are saying that, but it's not anything that, I guess, in the current circumstances, I wouldn't expect. That's just what people are going to say. And by the way, we had a caller on who called right at the top of the show, and they eventually gave up, and rightfully so. I really don't blame you for that. So feel free to call back in. We'll put you back on right away. And the number, again, if you want to be on the show, is 623-242-CAST. That is 623-242-2278, if you want to be on the show tonight. You know, I guess he did mention across the board, he did go to Facebook and say, yeah, I'm going to quit here. I'm going to quit this social networking thing. But he did come to Bell Gab and specifically say it. You know, he didn't just copy and paste one message.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what post. I didn't see any post that would have set him off. But then again, I don't read everything. So, I mean, he must have seen something somewhere and just... I mean, it really is a horrible thing to say, you know? I mean, it really is.
Yeah, it sucks. It is awful. It's atrocious. It's low rent, but I'm not shocked by it.
I'm not shocked by it either, but I think everybody knows where the people that would post such a thing came from. You know, they probably came from 4chan.
You know, I'd like to address that, actually. I've seen a lot of people saying, these negative comments, it's all not from real Bell Gabbers. Well, people have to understand that probably 6 to 8 times as many people read the forum regularly without ever posting, without ever even creating an account, relative to the number of people who create an account and post regularly. I mean, that is, in terms of the number of eyeballs that actually read this site, bellgab.com, the people who actually sign up with accounts and post and become familiar names on your screen, that is actually a very small minority of people in terms of people who are interacting with this website in some way on a daily basis. So, I mean, that's really hard to say. I kind of feel like, not what you just said, but what I'm seeing people on Bell Gab say, sci-fi author, I think some people in that regard are engaging in a little bit of groupthink. And I mean, an event like this, of course, it's going to motivate people. I've seen message after message. Hey, I've never posted on here, but hey, you know what's going on. So here I am.
Well, I would say, number one, I mean, yeah, definitely there are tons of people that read Bell Gab but don't ever post or join. I did that for 2 years.
Wow.
Before I joined. And
I did that for six. I only started posting 2 years ago. It's
really, you started the site and just never posted?
I'm kidding. I wish I had done it that way, though.
Yeah.
I wish that, but see, the problem was there had to be some nucleus of thought there in order for people to respond to it and then for that to just perpetuate upon itself.
Right. Well, the other thing I would say too, though, is that I've been watching 4chan for several weeks now, probably a month, and this is the exact stuff that they're saying over there. It's just echoing over at Bell Gab, and one guy is being pretty open to be a 4chan guy, and they just kind of they've learned to hate Bell Gab.
I wonder why. I don't understand why, because Bell Gab has never required people think a certain way in unison in order to.
Yeah.
I don't know what. I mean, they would. I went and read the thread the other night, and I didn't see anything on there that would have gotten anybody banned on Bell Gab, at least not what I read. And I read through quite a number of posts.
Well, I think what it is it developed into a kind of a meme. You know, they somewhere along the line, and I wasn't watching it when it happened, somewhere along the line, they got it in their mind that Bell Gab was trying to sink Richard Hoagland's show. And then also they got in their mind that we wanted Redacted as the host or something like that. And then they came up with a conspiracy theory that the Bell Gabbers wanted to replace Hoagland with Bellahaven. And that's their conspiracy theory. And
they really believe that? I mean, at this moment, there are people actively believing that?
I haven't the slightest idea. They've just built this huge meme up where ball gaggers, as they call us, are...
that's cool.
Yeah, and then now I guess we killed Art. You know, I'm sure that'll be the next thing they say. It's a really low information place. They just don't have any information, and they just make stuff up and run with it. Unfortunately, they've been showing up on Bell Gab pretty heavily lately. They've been raiding us, I guess you would say.
Well, I think some of the Peeve, were you going to say something?
Well, and we know that negativity breeds negativity, right? Like you get three negative issues, and it just goes on and on and on. So they're feeding off each other for their negativity too.
I think some of the subtext behind a lot of these comments is not the comments you guys are making, but the comments I'm reading on the forum about all of these carpetbaggers, so-called, coming on to comment on this current situation. I think a lot of the subtext to that is, why isn't MV stepping in and stopping these people from saying these things? Well, think about it this way. I look at the forum as a business. And because it does make money, I mean, it gets the traffic to make money. I mean, it makes a considerable amount of money. It's a very successful website relative to other websites trying to do the same thing that it's doing. And so I look at it as a business. And while in the short term it might please people, it might please various pockets of people, for me to step in and, oh yeah, I don't want Art to see that. Yeah, over here, this one, I don't want Art to see that. I mean, by the nature of things, since there's only one person moderating the forum, every decision that gets made has to be on some level an arbitrary decision, you know, a case by case type thing. And so it's not really a road I want to go down, because again, while it would make various pockets of people happy, in the long run, it would absolutely kill the forum. It would destroy the forum. The forum would no longer have any reason to exist. It would then become like any other of these forums. It would become like every forum that I ever hated. I hate forums. I hate message boards. And I only ever in the past tried to join a couple. One of them was the Fantastic Forum. And they banned me before I even submitted my first post. And that gave me some indication as to, wow, things must be really free and loose in that joint.
The Fantastic Forum was ridiculous. I was a member too, and it was heavily moderated and a very padded type of thing. But I actually like the way you run Bell Gab. It's sort of, for lack of a better term, libertarian, in that anybody can say what they want as long as they don't break the law or become too much of a pain in the ass, and I enjoy that myself.
The only time I step in is when I see somebody doing something that's bad for business, and that term can be used to describe a lot of things. And as Justice Rehnquist, was it Rehnquist said, or maybe it was Earl Warren who said, I can't define porn, but I know it when I see it. And that's kind of how it is when it comes to deciding what to remove from the forum. I can't really explain to you what the parameters are, but I just know it when I see it. Hold on just a moment.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I belong to the forum because of the freedom of the forum. What do you think? I don't even know what your name is. I can't even see it.
I'm sorry. My 3-year-old is just insane. Hold on. Hold that thought that you were going to there. But it would, long-term, if I started dropping in everywhere and micromanaging these little bits of commentary, in the long run, it would kill the forum. And while there are people who would appreciate that, that doesn't do anything for me. And I'm looking out for me. I'm looking out for number one, just as all these other people are and have been. And so I'm going to do what's in my best interests. And what's in my best interests is not to step in and start micromanaging what people are allowed to say for fear that the wrong people might read it. As long as nobody's being libeled or slandered, and if there are posts of that nature, point me to them and I will deal with them accordingly. But so, I haven't received any notifications of that nature.
So what you're saying is that you created Bell Gab entirely to make money and become the one percenter that you obviously are, and you're proud of it.
I am wiping my ass with cash. Yes, yeah. I have.
you are a Donald Trump like figure in some respects.
I didn't think it would ever make money when I first started. When I had like 3 people talking to one another on Bell Gab after I submitted the first post, it was a moment of shock and disbelief. I couldn't believe, okay, I installed this script called SMF Forums on a server. And, oh, hey, there are people talking. I can't believe they're, okay, all right. But I never envisioned that it would in any way affect me financially going into the future. And I think if you start something of this nature with that explicit intent, it's probably not going to succeed anyway, because you're going to be too tightly wound to let things just be the way they need to be, to just step back and let it do what it needs to do. But I'm looking out for myself, and I'm not going to do anything that, I'm not going to deliberately do anything that's going to destroy the forum.
Can I ask you a question about the forum?
Well, I'd rather you not. I'd rather we talk about something. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
How many hits a month does it get?
Well, by hits, do you mean like, what do you mean? Like page views?
Yeah, page views, say.
Well, I can tell you that right now, as we take a look at the month of December so far, almost 2.5 million.
Good Lord.
November 2015, 2.54 million. October, 2.88 million page views.
That's amazing.
Posts in December so far, 32,500. 35,000 posts last month. I mean, it does well. And
that's a big site, yeah.
It's an asset, and I'm going to protect it. I'm not going to hamstring the thing. And if I go around and start putting my finger in everybody's face to tell them what nice things they can or can't say, well then, hey, guess what? The whole thing is done.
Well, I think most people there anyway, at least the type of person that will stick around.
I thought you were going to say, well, most people there think it's done anyway. So,
well, that's another issue entirely. But I think most people there stay because they agree with that model, whereas the people that don't get butthurt pretty quickly and leave.
That's why I don't understand why the 4chan, I'm going to sit down and watch my stories. I sounded like such an old biddy there. I think that's why I can't really wrap my head around what problem it is that the people at 4chan have with Bell Gab.
I don't think it's anything more complicated than a meme.
I would love them all to come and be regular users. Holy crap, that would be wonderful. Amazing traffic.
Huh? Yeah, I'll bet that'll happen. I'll bet some of them will fall in love with it and stay and actually turn into normal posters.
I think that would be lovely. I've seen comments from them to suggest that there's some level of perception that they aren't welcome on the forum. What? It is a business. Page views are good. Posts are good. Please, yes, use the forum. Thank you. Have a nice night. What was the question you were asking the Peeve when my animal was climbing all around here causing problems?
I was just trying to make something up. I was trying to see, does anybody think that Art's coming back on the air?
I think he'll drop in. The Peeve, what do you think?
Yeah, I think he'll be back. If he's really dealing with the stalker, and hopefully that can be, fixed somehow. But you know what? Like, Art, I think, made a real mistake today shutting down his Facebook, because I just sent him an email. I won't get too much into it, but there was a guy back in the early December who was commenting on Facebook, and it was kind of really disturbing. So I made an email for Art, telling him of this conversation I had with this guy, and gave him full authority to go to the authorities. If you want to use my name or whatever, and look for these comments on Facebook, and and then he goes and he closes down his Facebook. So it was kind of like, you're offering this $20,000, reward, and maybe your stalker has been commenting on your page, and now you just wiped it right out, So that was really, really bad timing on his part.
I also feel like there needs to be some sort of a vent period. I've got the power to shut down certain types of commentary on BellGab. Art's got the power to do that on his Facebook and at artbell.com, or Keith does, or whomever it is. There needs to be some acknowledgement of the need for people just to vent and get it out of their system. And whether that takes a week or 2 weeks or 2 months, I don't know. But that was what I knew. As soon as this happened, I thought, this is the time most forum moderators would be sitting, click, click, clicky, clicky, click, steady, rain for the, oh gosh, we better start monitoring users. That, when this all went down, I just walked away and played with my kids. I have an awesome Play-Doh castle, a Play-Doh Fun Factory collection that I routinely pull out of the closet. My kid won't play with it, but it's what I do. I just knew this is the time to step away, let people just get it out of their system. And it's like a release valve. If you close it all down, or you start shutting the valve, the pressure just builds up, as opposed to just letting people froth at the mouth, letting them vomit in text form. Just let them get it out of their system. That's my philosophy.
Yeah. Art really needs a press agent. Like, he needs to have someone that he writes to and says, I'm thinking about putting this on Facebook. And then that person can say, yeah, that's fine. Or, Art, you really need to think about this, because you're going to get a reaction out of people. Maybe you need to, change your wording here, because he's a little bit too open. But he needs to have somebody that just, to advise him what to say, because he's a bit too much.
A lot of people have suggested that in the past. They've said Art needs a PR guy, or he needs some sort of an intermediary between he and the audience, because
that's... And I would do it for free. I would do it for free. Like, I'm a former member of the media and news editor, and just stuff like that. That was really poorly done. Unfortunately, it was really poorly done. And all it does is make a reaction, and that's the worst thing you can do. You want people to just read it and go, okay, but when they read it with a huge reaction, that's so scary, because it can go anywhere, in any direction.
Well, I don't really... I mean, this is what I was talking about. I don't really know how much there is to say about this. I will say the Peeve sent me a private message earlier. Can I read your private message to the audience? You said, "Hey, MV, I want to challenge you on your theory about Art Bell not wanting to do this show. When will your next Gabcast be? Not only did we do it just within hours of this missive, but you're on the damn show. Can you just believe how the universe aligns itself from time to time? It's amazing. So what do you? What are your thoughts on that? I'm of the mind that Art doesn't want to do the show, and everybody heard my comments on the previous episode of the show.
Yeah, and I heard those comments, and I believe Art absolutely loves the show. I believe that he's just those type of guys that you put a microphone in front of him and he just goes into his own world. And you can never take that out of him. And I think he really loves his show. Like, you could tell Midnight in the Desert, he was very exciting. And there were nights where he had so much energy. Like, I think he really loved his show. But I think the network was bringing him down. Like, I think he was probably talking to Keith, and Keith was saying, you know, like, you know what? This really isn't as profitable as we hoped. And this might not be going in the direction we wanted to go. And
but they were bringing on like a couple of stations a week. I mean, I checked one day and it was at 43, and then I checked like a week or two later and it was at 50. I mean, the sky was the limit as far as what could happen there.
Yeah, and 50 is really good.
It's amazing. And I saw someone...
For that short period of time, that is really good.
Was it Vote Quimby on Bell Gab, I think? Is his name Vote Quimby? Who said that he didn't think that 50 stations was particularly impressive in this circumstance. And I cannot disagree more. I mean, here's this guy who's been out of broadcasting with any regularity, at least, for, what, 13 years? And he just comes back with a small little internet radio show, and within less than 5 months, like 4 months and 3 weeks, he's got 50 terrestrial stations, a couple of which were big ones.
And I think it was going to get a lot bigger very quickly.
Yeah, that's the other thing. The Cumulus deal was on the table. So big things were about to happen. I cannot believe there was disappointment. And they even started out this whole endeavor saying, "We don't really care about terrestrial radio. That's not why we're doing this."
Do you think it was just Art just wanted to have fun and not really ever mess with the radio anymore? And maybe now he's just derailing it to set it up to where he just can broadcast when he wants, come back occasionally, and just do it as he wants to, instead of having to worry about a business side of things.
I mean, who's to say otherwise? I mean, what you just said is as valid as any other theory. But what I do know for a fact is that we have a radio host, a legendary radio host, back in front of the microphone. In less than 5 months, he's on 50 radio stations, a few of which are big ones, and they wouldn't pay for someone to watch his home for him while he was on the air. I cannot get past that. And that is
two security guards.
Security guards. And again, you could get a couple
guy eventually.
And you could get a couple of guys even for probably $100 per night. You could get a couple of guys and say, "We're going to pay each $50. You can sit here and smoke cigarettes. I don't care what you do. It's an easy $50. You get to tell everybody you're Art Bell's security guard. How cool is that? You get to sit out here on the property and just walk around and make sure there aren't any freaks about. And I mean, we're talking about an operation that was on 50 radio stations. I mean, and that's in addition to the 10,000 subscriber number that was bandied about. I don't know the accuracy of that number necessarily, but it was bandied about.
Yeah, I would assume they were doing very well. I mean, that's every sense I got, you know? I mean, it just, I really haven't digested exactly what happened. You know, I don't question Art's word, and I'm sure it's scary as hell to be shot at and all that. But it just seemed to me that there were options.
Yeah, I believe art, and I believe every word of what art says about what was happening. I think that's a little silly. I'm seeing a lot of people just out and out believing that he's lying. I believe every word he says about what was happening on his property. I just don't necessarily believe that the reaction to it was what I would have expected for somebody in his position, with so much writing on it, with this network they were building, with all the people who were working behind the scenes to build it, people who had their livelihoods wrapped up in it, the obligations that were forged between Art and these radio stations.
But you do know, like, Art is a very different cat. You know, he is very, very private. And I think that having a guard or whatever would just turn him right off.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, he did say, yeah, I've gone down that road in the past and I don't want to live that way. I don't want to have security guards here. Okay.
Yeah, but even still, if there's a direct, clear, and present threat.
Right.
I mean, it just seems like that's what you should do.
I don't know. It's all so depressing. We've had a couple of people call in and eventually drop because I've just taken way too long to get to people. So if you'd like to be on, the number to call is 623-242-CAST. I'm reaching for my speaker here. 623-242-CAST. If you want to be on the show tonight, I'm being distracted here. My wife is sending me IMs, and they're not nice ones. You know, that's it's not really conducive to doing a radio show. Well, I don't really know what more there is to say about this. Art Bell quits BellGab. This is not the first time he's done so, by the way. It has happened before that Art formally announced his departure from BellGab, and I suspect that after a few deep breaths are taken, I suspect he's probably going to be back. And he'll probably be back on Facebook. But at this point, I would imagine he's probably just sick and tired of sitting down in front of his computer and seeing the same old dreck passing across his computer screen. It's really just that simple.
I agree.
Yep, I agree also. I think that's exactly it.
Okay, well, this show has not been nearly as caller heavy as I would have anticipated. Is there anything that needs to be talked about here that you guys can think about that isn't coming to mind? Because I don't really know that there's that much more to say about this matter, and I wasn't even really sure this warranted an so-called emergency Gabcast tonight.
I got nothing.
Yeah.
Did you talk about Leo Ashcraft on your last Gabcast?
Yeah, I did.
Did you? Yeah.
Did you see the psychotic post that...
The diatribe?
Well, it was his attempt at being diplomatic and letting bygones be bygones.
Yeah, with another dig, yeah.
And then shortly thereafter, I saw somebody posted a screen grab of his response. He's got this Dark Matter Network News avatar or profile picture for his Facebook account, and you see next to that little Dark Matter Network News profile picture are the words, "Take the cock out of your mouth." I just thought, this guy, he's going to take Art's affiliates away, all right.
Well, did you see he's closing his network, the Mutual Broadcasting Network?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. And then I don't know.
Was the network? I mean, when people, this word is thrown around a lot. We're starting a network here. Ah, we got a network there. I bought a network at Walmart yesterday. What is that word even representing? Where in the context of Leo Ashcraft? I mean, is he heard on some stations or something that I'm not aware of? I just when he was making this so-called run-up to knocking Art Bell out of business, and he started getting a little bit uppity and posting the calls of radio stations that were going to be carrying his little show that he was doing with Janiel Shulman, and I just quickly Googled the first set of call letters of the two stations that he mentioned, and it was some crappy little low-power FM station in Vegas that three people are able to hear. I didn't even bother Google searching the second set of call letters. I just figured, okay, it's going to be more of the same. So what is this network he speaks of anyway? What is that?
I don't know. I mean, I think he said at some point that he had, I don't know if they were shortwave stations or some, you know, whatever, that he had a couple of them, or somebody said it on Bell Gab. And then I guess he tried to build a network around that quote unquote show, whatever that was.
Why not? I don't see why that didn't work. It was such a great show.
Yeah. Well, if you like interviews with the guy that mows your lawn. But what was weird about it was Dr. J. He apparently jumped ship at Dark Matter Digital Network and joined up with Leo. And then 1 or 2 days later, the whole thing.
Hold on. Can I say something to the person who keeps calling and holding for 45 seconds before you get fed up and hang up? The show can't work that way. I can't just interrupt people while they're talking as I just did, because you're going to have to hold just a little bit and I'll get you on the air. But I can't just, when a random phone call comes through, immediately tell everybody to shut up and pot it up. I can't do the show that way. I mean, it is a broadcast. I mean, yes, it's not really a real radio show. Yes, its listeners are in the tens. But still, it can't work that way. Call in, just, I don't know, put the phone on speaker, set it down next to you, have a glass of unsweet tea with aspartame, whatever it is people do when they're waiting. Carry on, sci-fi author, I'm sorry.
No, I was pretty well finished. I was just wondering that, you know, it was a really bad thing that Dr. J did.
Oh, yes, I'm glad you brought him up,
yeah,
actually.
He quits Dark Matter Network, and then he goes over to Leo's network, and then 1 or 2 days later, it folds. And I was just like, man, boy, you backed the wrong horse.
Let's hold the Dr. J thought. I want to get into that. Hi, caller. You're on the air. Hello.
Envy.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi. This is Meister at the board.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Hi. Okay. I have a bit of a cold, so forgive me.
Oh, you're fine. You sound great.
I just worked on a couple quick notes. I don't know which to go to first. Let's see. Well, I've been trying to remind people 59 times that Art has had no sleep that I know of for a week. And for all we know, he hasn't slept much in the last few months. It's just been like, I don't even know how many, at least once per week there is an incident of some kind, if not two or three, every single week, you know, for months on end. The guy's probably just like, you know, batshit crazy almost from no sleep. I mean, it's a known fact that sleep deprivation can, manifest itself in all kinds of wacko ways. Another thing, tell me to stop when you want me to. I'm just
okay. We'd like you to. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead. Keep going.
Okay. 4chan. I don't. It seemed to be devolving very quickly in there as the week of Heather proceeded. They hate Heather. I mean, they really, really, really hate Heather in terms of thinking that she's going to be a replacement for Art. I mean, but anyway, last night was the absolute worst it's been. It was really magnitudes of order worse last night than previous.
Are they calling into her show?
Yeah, calling into the show, coming onto Bell Gab, but just, you know, the comments among themselves were just really raunchy and just beyond belief. I don't know if they've pulled the thread down yet. They usually get, you know, archived. It might still be there, but if you scan last night, the 18th, the night of the 18th, it got really nasty. Now, if Art saw that stuff, I don't know if you saw my post in the Art Bell thread earlier from this evening, but I mentioned that they you know, latched on to the Ramona bit. Now, it's like the 10th anniversary of Ramona's death is like today or something, someone else said.
I think it's the 6th. I think it's the 6th.
Okay, well, whatever it was. But they started bringing up the Ramona business and, you know, Art's, you know, involvement or suspicious. You know, they were like saying that Art was like negligent.
They were alleging involvement on Art's part.
Yes, it was really getting nasty. I mean, honestly, it's probably still up. I have a copy, but I downloaded it. If you want to see it, if they delete it or something.
People saying that are just people who have an axe to grind with Art, and so they're searching their minds for the most heinous thing they can say to him to get to, and that would be it. I mean, of all the things that people could say to Art Bell, if they want to be mean to him, if they want to get under his skin, I would say that's probably it. And it's probably, of all the things someone could say to Art Bell if they're mad at him, that's probably, by orders of magnitude, the least the least appropriate thing to say. I mean, I just, you know, people die. People die. People's husbands and wives die. There's no evidence whatsoever that Art Bell did anything to his wife or failed to render attention. That is just stuff that... That's just stuff that people have, or failed to render assistance, I meant. That's just stuff people have pulled out of the thin air. I mean, there was an entire website that was dedicated to the premise a few years ago. I would be pretty sick of reading that shit, too, if I were Art.
And someone said they were... Someone said that some of the Facebook posts had basically content from the 4chan thread pasted into, you know, pasted over at the Facebook. And if that happened, or, you know, I don't know, if Art's eyeballs snubbled on the Ramona stuff, I'm imagining that that could have, like, just like, all right, you know, that would have been too much.
Yeah, why bother? Why sit there and have to see that shit coming across your computer screen? Why? Who would,
There was no explanation. It was just...
I'm sorry. I'm just messing with you, dude. We had a little bit of a delay there, and it screwed us up, and then I thought I'd just go with it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Do you want to say something?
And this is the Gabcast. Yes, go ahead. We're all listening to you. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, dude. Where were we? I was going to say, you know, it was a matter of 45 minutes between his last posts, right? And all out of nowhere, that 45 minutes later was the final post. He said, all right, I've had it. Now, he had to read something somewhere. I don't think he saw it on Bell Gab. I don't think there's anything that atrocious on Bell Gab that have all of a sudden have just, like, switched, you know, triggered something in him. So I'm guessing it was some of that 4chan stuff, which leads me to the point is I'm wondering, do you really are wanting to invite the 4chaners over to Bell Gab?
Well, I don't really know what defines a 4chaner. I mean, the other night I was a 4chaner reading what they were saying. People are people.
Maybe it was just last night. I mean, there's a certain quality. They're children. Most of them, well, they claim they're not, but they certainly behave like they're, like, you know, they're 15 to 20-year-olds, half of them. But anyway, you can run your business the way you want, but I'm kind of surprised to hear you just saying, yeah, I wish we had all the 4chaners were by us.
What I say is that I would hope that anyone who wants to use Bell Gab comes and uses Bell Gab, regardless of what their opinion is. And I mean, if they are posting things that need to be removed from the forum, then that'll be dealt with. But I don't want to say there's this category of people using that website and that category of people using that website, and those people, never the tween should meet. Those people should never, they should just stay, I don't know, that's just not how my brain works. I would like as many people as possible to come and use Bell Gab, and when those people do make their entrance, whomever they may be, whatever their approach is to posting, hopefully it'll be good, and if it's not, okay, we can deal with it, you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, the whole situation sucks either way. I don't know. It's sort of like when you see a fat person that you hate or that made you angry, and you need to say something insulting to them. Well, you're not gonna insult them by ridiculing their SAT score or ridiculing the amount of money they make or what they do for a job. You're going to ridicule them because they're fat. And that's going to be the insult that you lob their way. And I kind of think that's sort of analogous to the current situation with Art and people saying horrible things to him about Ramona. These are people, the people saying those things are people that are angry with Art for whatever reason, have whatever axe to grind, whatever that is. And to them, in their minds, the most obvious missile to lob in his direction is that one, because that's the one that'll get him. That's the most obvious. That's the one to throw his way. And there's actually zero thought process behind throwing something like that in his direction. It's the easiest salvo to launch at Art, to throw that one at him.
In 4chan's defense, I think it's basically the same five people all saying the same sorts of things. You know, they're saying the really bad stuff. But sometimes they do funny things. They've been pranking Hoagland lately pretty
well,
hard.
I thought Belgab was the only website that wants to prank Hoagland.
No, everyone wants to prank.
Okay, so we're not so guilty. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Who's this?
Hello?
Hey.
MV, this is Mike. Yeah, I got cut off, I think. You want me to go? I will.
Oh, I hang up on everybody. That's just a thing here.
Okay, well, good night, sir.
Okay, buddy. Have a good night. Let's go here. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, this is Onan.
Onan, what's going on, buddy? Why didn't you call me on Skype? Why didn't you just get directly through? You know, you could have had nice, crystal clear audio on your Yeti microphone.
Because I'm sitting in another room and my phone was much easier. The only thing I wanted to comment was I think it's great that we're getting a whole bunch of more people on the forum to talk and stuff, but I do notice that the level of communication or content seems to be going down. We have a lot of one-line posts, which I'm awfully guilty of, but I don't know what the blend is. I think you've got a real good business going right now, and I think it's really interesting. But I think if we had a whole bunch of 4chaners come over, the dialogue would digress to nothing more than one-upmanship on who could be the most clever. And damn it, that's my job. So...
Well,
I don't know. That's just my. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I don't want to interrupt.
No,
you've been cranky lately, Onan.
Yeah, you've been a little bit of a crank, Onan.
Yeah,
do you want to address that?
Yes.
Do I want to address what?
Sci-fi author says you've been a bit of a crank lately.
You've been cranky.
Oh, who gives a shit?
Well, he thought that sounded a little hostile. I think we may have a cage match on the way here. You didn't get one in the Falky show last night or the other night.
Well, no, I've probably never called when Falky's on, but I don't know that I'm any more terse than any other day. Just, there's a lot more stuff that's being said that I really do find offensive.
But Onan, you do remember what happened after the Dark Matter departure, right? I mean, it was pretty much the same thing that's happening right now.
Right, except when that happened, many of us weren't piling on Heather, who, good or bad, at the radio show, doesn't deserve some of the stuff that's being said about her. And if that makes me a knight-type person, then so be it. I think most of us are better than that.
Yeah, I've seen that. Anyone who says anything about anything nice about Heather, you're a white knight. You're no, white knighting. This seems like
it
seems like a term that I'm just starting to see in the last couple of years. Everyone throwing that term around. You're white knighting. What are you, the white knight? Going to step in and make things right? Yeah.
So anyway, I don't know.
Well, the thing that people...
Go ahead. Well, the only thing I was just going to reiterate is that I do understand that the more people that come to Belgab, it does increase page views and it does increase ad revenue, but the level of discourse turns into basically what 4chan is from the little bit that I've seen when I've been there. I don't find a lot of in-depth conversation. I see a lot of glomming on and making it fun to use a mob mentality to go after one specific item. And I just
whatever.
Although we do that with George Norrie, so
that was the nucleus of the entire forum, was disparaging the very existence of a single man, and that was George Norrie. And so that nucleus remains. And the other thing people have got to understand is that the forum sort of goes through an evolution every 6 months or so. I mean, if you come to Belgab today, walk away, come back 6 months later, it's going to be an entirely different thing. And that's the case even without these events that are taking place right now with Art. Even without this series of events that have occurred over the last week and a half, whatever. Even without that, the forum changes every 6 months. I can't tell you how many times I've gotten messages from people over the years the forum's not what it used to be. I'm done with this. And I say, well, you know, that happens. Sometimes things just morph in a way that leaves you feeling as though it's no longer something you want to be a part of. And I would say to anybody who's worried about Belgab's future, just give it some time. There will be an equilibrium eventually. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Juan Cena.
Juan Cena. Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm glad you called.
Okay, you're welcome. I know I've been fed up with, like, some of the people posting about just, you know, slamming Heather. I mean, I just get, it does get on my nerves. I mean, she's just starting out. I mean, we would, without her being around, there'd be nothing on, there'd be repeats on Dark Matter right now. I mean, she's, her stepping in has, you know, it's going to be awkward for a while, but, you know, it's just upsetting that people are not giving her time to grow.
I think that her inclusion as the host of Midnight in the Desert probably would have been a bit smoother had she been allowed or had been given. I don't know why she didn't do a show on Dark Matter Network. And at one time in the past, she and I were talking about her doing a show on UFO Ship, and it never happened for whatever reason. So she had always wanted to do that, and I'm kind of surprised that it just never happened on Dark Matter Radio Network. You would have thought that would, or Dark Matter Digital Network, whatever it, I always thought that would happen, and it never did. And I think that had she been given the time to maybe once a week do a show, that would have better prepared everybody's ear for her to hear her as the host of that show, Midnight in the Desert. I don't say that because I'm not saying it to suggest she would be a better host. Right? No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that she would have been less of a surprise, I guess, maybe to people. That would have worked her into people's ears. People would have been accustomed to hearing her, at least in some capacity. They could have put her on a show maybe that aired right before Art, one night a week maybe. And she would have been more than capable of pulling that off. And I think it would have eased her transition into what she's doing far more so than doing nothing at all.
Yeah. I think the biggest problem is, like, I think that the topics and guests this week were not really, you know, top of the line. So there weren't any classic art, you know, show type art.
And that's going to continue to be a problem because everybody wants to come on with Art Bell. As I said in the previous episode of the Gabcast, it is not the name of the show that makes the show. It is not the link that someone clicks on in order to hear the show. It's none of that. It's not the feed that is still in people's podcatcher receiving the show. It's Art. He's the show. And if he's not there, it's going to be much harder to get guests, quality guests. That's another thing that is definitely not going to work in her favor. Again, that's not a negative commentary on her whatsoever. It would be the case no matter who they put in Art's seat. It wouldn't matter.
Sometimes I get just basically burned out with some of the paranormal topics because they have not moved anywhere forward. And I wish she would, I hope that she searches out some guests who are, you know, that we're opening up new pathways to explore.
I think Bateman's show, I see that he does a lot of shows about true crime, things of that nature, like real world. And those were always the types of topics that I really enjoyed hearing on Art's show. I was never really into the UFO stuff or the big, I mean, that, you know, I might, if Michael Horn made an appearance, I might listen to him just so I can laugh really hard. But I never really cared for that sort of stuff too much. And I think that she would probably benefit by maybe heading in that same direction to some extent.
I enjoy, you know, the NAP stuff with true crime more than I do some of the paranormal stuff, just because it's, the guests, they just say the same things over and over again. There are very few that are, that are, you know,
believable,
learning
or fresh
stuff.
Yeah, and the other problem is that a lot of the mystique, a lot of the oxygen has been sucked out of the room. The mystique is gone because now we have instantaneous access. I mean, if I'm walking around with a modern phone in my hand that has a data connection, that means no matter where I am walking around with the sum total of human knowledge in my hand. And so having...
Is it either a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, I think it's a bad thing for radio shows that focus on Bigfoot and alien abductions.
Yeah, I mean, I've been reading, I've been trying to read up on some this thing up in Canada, which is, I'm just shocked to hear about it. There's been like, they're saying like 1,200 First Nation women have gone missing and murdered over the past 30 years, and no one's really, you know, they're finally getting the government up there to look into it. I mean, I didn't even know what was going on, so I mean, that would be a topic I'd want to hear about.
Yeah, I think that when we live in a time where a guest can say ABC and you can, within 10 seconds, get online with a few keystrokes and find out that, in fact, no, XYZ are, in fact, the truth. Immediately, instantaneous access to any bit of information you could imagine. We all have it at our fingertips, and I do believe that sucks a lot of the mystique out of that type of a show. White Crow, hey, buddy.
Hello, this is White Crow.
Well, you're getting all uppity and fancy now. You used to call in on a Potts telephone line. Now you're Skyping us every time. And there's a little... Is this your... On Skype, I see that everyone has like a normal profile picture, except on yours I see a little caution triangle. Is that deliberate on your part, or is there something wrong with our connection? I felt very self-conscious and unsure when I brought you on as a result of seeing that.
I haven't a clue.
Okay.
I'll put a little black crow on there.
So what brings you to the show?
Why can't people get it in their heads that Heather is trying to hold this show together in the hopes that Mr. Bell will return in some fashion? I mean, she's beating her brains out trying to work with Keith and Art and, you know, just hold it all together in hopes that he comes back.
But
you know,
I think
she's the voice of sanity here.
I agree with that.
Cut her some break. You know, give her a break so she's not and understand, you know, what she's trying to do.
A lot of people are feeling very scorched earth right now. And even as it relates to what you just said, a lot of people are feeling like it doesn't matter so much if Art does come back, because too many bridges have been burned this time. Too egregiously, and if he did, I'm just telling you, this is what people are thinking.
If he did come back,
what is he going to come back to?
But why do people have to be so small-minded? So what? He comes back once a week, three times a month, or once a month. It'll be a special event. There'll be a great show. I mean, it'll be better than not having Art. I don't get it. Don't get it at all.
Well, there's also people that feel like that's a dangling of a carrot, and they feel a little tired of
you. If Art came on once a month, you would be there listening to it because you'd know he would have a great guest and it would be a great show, and you'd have a lot of time to prepare for it. Right? Am I right or am I right?
Well, that would be wonderful if Art were going to come back once a month on a scheduled basis, but. I don't know, man. I have to say, I mean, on this issue, the life force has just been sucked out of me. I have to tell you. I feel so, where Art Bell right now is related, I feel defeated.
Oh, buck up, little boy. It'll be okay.
I just feel like everything has been blown up, blown to bits. Blown it all sky high, telling me... I better not say that. People are going to think I'm suggesting something.
White Crow, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Do you think, though, and I agree with you, but do you think, though, mm-hmm. that you could maintain enough subscriptions to keep the Dark Matter Network going with Art only appearing three or four times a month? Yeah.
Well, let me give my professional opinion there.
He's not going to give you his amateur opinion. He's going to give you the pro opinion. Let's hear it.
I would defer to MD. I don't know anything about that business.
Well, that wasn't nearly as juicy as I thought it might be. Okay, I thought you were going to pull out some pie charts, some flow charts. I just took a technical communications class. I was going to rate what you presented to us.
It all depends what Keith. I mean, he's the one who needs some help. You can't keep on going, running that network by yourself. He's got to hire some people. The money's got to come to him. Art, not so much. He probably has a few bucks in his pocket.
He's got a couple dollars.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree, Mike Crowe. Keith needed to have another radio director just for the network. Keith mm-hmm. stays on as Art's radio director, but the network needed someone totally different, because it just,
right.
you know, the network needed someone to have a whip. And it amazed me that the network didn't really advertise its shows very well. You know, mm-hmm. for give an example of the radio director would make a 30-second spot for Bateman. Say, Bateman, what's your show going to be about tonight? You know, and just 30 seconds, and that sounds good, you know, and promote it as the network is on. There was never kind of promotions. And that's the easiest thing to do. It's only 30 seconds, right?
Mm-hmm. But that's all fine. But when you're one person running that thing, you know, I feel sorry for Keith. I don't know if the cash flow isn't enough for him to hire somebody or what's going on, but, you know, it's a hard job. And, you know, how these, you know, it's very humorous to me, and I don't mean that, you know, to overplay the humorous part. But every time something happens, how Keith and Art react to a crisis, I mean, I'm putting out fires weekly at work, you know, just part of the business, you know. But these radio guys, I don't know, don't get it.
By the way, White Crow, your nose is whistling really loudly. I think you need a Kleenex.
It is, really? I don't know.
Yeah, I thought I was listening to the, what are they, Lutes and Stairway to Heaven there for a moment. It was just really, I was tapping my foot, I have to say. Okay, thanks, buddy.
I'm smoking a cigarette. Thank you. Good night.
Right, have a good one. Hey, and by the way, if you're smoking a cigarette, White Crow, you should consider visiting ufoship.com and clicking e-cigs.
You've started another business.
Well, I think that the bucks have to come in somehow, some way. And I'm not at all against the idea of finding new sources of revenue, and that's exactly what I've done. Go to ufoship.com, click on... I'm doing the radio show. No, but there are a lot of people... about to hear you scream at me. Visit ufoship.com and click on e-cigs in the menu, and you will be presented with what I believe, what I personally know, what I'm at this moment holding in my hand to be the absolute highest quality electronic cigarettes, vapes, accessories, e-juice. I love that term, e-juice. It's all the best you can buy. Laboratory tested. This company even posts the laboratory results of the chemical analysis.
I like that.
You hear all of these horror stories about e-cigs and the notion that they're spewing carcinogens into your lungs when you use them, when you think that you're not hurting yourself, but in reality you are. Well, this is not one of those companies. These people post laboratory results with regard to the composition of the vapor. Everything is just top. What I'm holding in my hand right now, it is so elegant. They have a wide range of flavors. You won't find another e-cig company that has as many flavors to choose from as these people do. Why am I not telling you their name? Because I want you to actually go and click the link. If you enjoy the Gabcast, if you enjoy Bell Gab, and you want to help support things, but maybe you don't want to explicitly donate, or you can't donate, or whatever, or maybe you prefer to use an ad blocker on the forum, but you'd still like to help drive some revenue, fine. This is a great way for you to do that, just go to ufoship.com, click on e-cigs in the menu. What you're going to see, and I will be honest with you, they sell these, I forget what they're called. They're these, they've got like a little black mouthpiece, and I think they're called tanks. And you actually take the, you take the mouthpiece off of these tanks, and you pour the e-juice into the tank, and then, and they're refillable, and you can use them each 20 times. I will tell you now, don't buy those. They're horrible. I hated them. I will be honest with you in endorsing any product. But the cartridges, the ones where you screw it onto the battery and you, you vape it for a day or two until it's done, then you throw it in the trash, you screw another one on. Phenomenal. Those are awesome. But those tanks where you take the mouthpiece off, you put the juice in there, and you close it off, I found that, like, for instance, if I would be lying in bed and tilt the cigarette vertically, the e-cig vertically as I'm using it, that's, it would start dripping into your mouth, and it was just not good. So I do not recommend those. But all of the cartridges, the disposable flavor cartridges, they range all the way from 0% nicotine all the way up to, I think, 3.2. Or no, 2.3, whatever. It's a lot. If you're a heavy smoker and you think that no e-cig can satisfy you, go to ufoship.com, click on e-cigs. You're going to find that if you use the highest strength juice that they offer, it's going to give you so much nicotine that if you use one of these things, you would probably throw up in your lap if you even looked at a cigarette. It will satisfy you, I assure you. So visit ufoship.com, click e-cigs in the menu, and give us your money! Thank you. Well, we don't have any other people calling in. I have to say that it looks like there may not be a whole lot else to say where this is all concerned. I don't have anything else to add to this conversation. Oh, we were going to talk about the Dr. J thing. So he starts out as Art Bell's producer, and I need to go in just a couple of minutes, but I would like to pick your brains on this. He starts out as Art Bell's producer, then mysteriously isn't Art Bell's producer any longer. And then when Leo Ashcraft had his little show, if you want to call it a show, I probably tuned into it for a sum total spread across its entire week and a half long run. I probably heard it for a sum total of about 10 minutes. And in that period of time that I listened to the show, one night I heard Leo Ashcraft say, "And Dr. J is supposed to call in." And I thought, well, I did a double take. I did a spit take. I did a Beavis and Butthead spit take all over my equipment here. There weren't enough Bounty towels to render this equipment usable once that happened. It was such a an epic spit take when I heard that. And I thought to myself, okay, this guy just a short while ago was Art's producer. This was after the Facebook explosion, of course, where Leo Ashcraft went scorched earth and just batshit crazy insane on Art Bell all over Facebook. And after all of that happened, this Dr. J was going to call in to Leo Ashcraft's little internet radio show. And I thought, okay, there is definitely some drama here that I have not been apprised of, that I'm unaware of. Do either of you know what the story is there? What was it that came between Dr. J and all those people over at Dark Matter Digital Network? Or does anybody know?
I don't think anybody knows anything at all.
Yeah.
Who knows what goes through the mind of Dr. J there? But it obviously led him down the wrong alley.
I don't know. There was obviously some bad blood there, and obviously if Dr. J was supposed to call into this Leo Ashcraft's internet radio show, after all the horrible things that Leo Ashcraft said about Art all over Facebook... This is while Dr. J still has his show on Art's network, and he is going to go on this Leo Ashcraft's radio show. I was dumbfounded by that. I don't know what the story... I would be interested to see what the story is. Somebody posted what they think the story is, but I don't know. That doesn't... Obviously, if this Dr. J decided to go on Leo's show, it was intended as a passive-aggressive raising of the middle finger to Art Bell et al. That's...
Yeah, I think so. And I find it so strange that Leo collapses his network 2 days later. or a day later or 2 days later. Like, it was very, very soon. It's like, wasn't Leo thinking in the back of his mind that he would be collapsing his network? Why would he make that deal with Dr. J unless it was really, you know, maniacal?
So Dr. J's show no longer is on the Dark Matter Digital Network, right? Does anybody know?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I believe he announced his last one was on Monday or Tuesday. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that certainly is interesting. Okay. Well, I believe that this show is done and should be on its way to the can, as they say. It's in the can, but when I say in the can, you know what I'm talking about, right? Okay. Thanks to everybody who called. We really do appreciate that. The Gabcast, we generally try to put this show out, try to produce this broadcast once every week or once every couple of weeks. Sometimes it doesn't quite work out that way. We do our best, okay? So that means maybe we'll see you next week. I don't know. Or maybe the next, whatever it is that happens, we may do another quote-unquote emergency show. Bring that your way. I'm going to be on the Bell Files with Jazzmunda and the Mud King tomorrow. I think that's at 8 o'clock Eastern. So if you want to know how to listen to that, just go to bellgab.com and go into the Bell Files thread. And I'm sure they've got listen links and stuff in there for you to be able to tune in the show. That's tomorrow. I think it is at 8 o'clock Eastern. I think. So you'll want to go to the Bell Files thread at Bell Gab and verify the times and all that good stuff. Thank you, sci-fi author. Thank you, The Peeve. It was good to hear you, The Peeve. It's always nice to put voices to faces. I always get a kick out of hearing people for the first time. So thanks, you guys.
You are welcome.
All right, have a good one. This is The End. Bye.
You've been listening to The Gabcast, a podcast about BellGab.com. Now get lost.